That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Stop the violence. Stop the violence. More love. We need more love.
A 14-year-old boy stabbed to death near a Jennings Junior High School. What police are revealing about the investigation this morning.
Plus, plans for a new early childhood center causing some concern in the Parkway School District. Why some parents have an issue with the location of the proposed building.
Who is it that you're wanting to report is missing?
We're here on a fraternity formal trip. It's one of my good buddies.
Police hope new surveillance video gives them clues in Mizzou student Riley Strain's disappearance. Where the search for Strain stands this morning. Good Wednesday morning on this March 13th. You're watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm Ty Hawkins in for John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Ledé. Thank you for waking up with us. Good morning to you all. We're starting with a live look at our roof camera here in Maryland Heights. It was raining a little bit earlier when I came in. Checking in with our meteorologist, Haley Fitzpatrick, who's on the Lakeside Renovation and Design weather deck. She says those storms are moving on out. Hey, Haley.
Hey, yeah, those showers and a couple thunderstorms are moving on out as we speak. We're going to be left pretty high and dry for today. Look at that bus stop forecast. It's a little bit on the chilly side this morning. Still relatively mild. Temperatures are in the 50s. But if you get cold easy, you may want that light jacket heading out this morning. A few showers left over in the forecast, especially east of the Mississippi and our Illinois counties. This afternoon, I do expect dry conditions for most, with temperatures back into those mid-70s. A couple places could see the development of a few showers this afternoon, but the bulk of rain really doesn't move in until early tomorrow morning. We'll time that out in future cast coming up in just a few minutes. I'll send it back to you.
All right, thank you, Haley. Well, from stalled vehicles, 270 North near Gravois and 70 West at our 170 interchange, things not going to slow you down if you're heading into the region. Moving over Poplar, you're sitting around 55 miles per hour right now. My concern is for drivers heading in from the Alton area in Illinois. Now, that's because you've got road work starting up on Highway 3. Now, this right near Bloom Drive due to bridge deck repairs, it's got a full-on right closure. Still, heading southward towards our 270 interchange, your commute looks good. You're sitting around 65 when you get there. No problems as you move over a chain of rocks into North County, and same will go once you head down 170 in our southward direction. Blair, Ty.
There will be extra police patrols at Rosemary Johnson Jennings Junior High School this morning after a 14-year-old student there was stabbed in an off-campus incident.
Yes, the Power of Two's Chris Renier is live in Jennings this morning with how this community is reacting to the tragedy and what we know from authorities. Chris?
Where there is sadness and just really shock over what took place here. We are just outside of Jennings Junior High School on Cousins Avenue. St. Louis County Police are investigating the deadly stabbing of this young boy who went to school here. County police also will be providing the extra patrols around this school. This whole entire incident unfolded on the 2400 block of Horde Avenue just after 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Horde Avenue is not far at all from the school here. The 14-year-old boy was stabbed in the chest during some sort of altercation. We're told school resource officers were immediately at that scene after the call for the stabbing went out. Authorities say those officers provided medical treatment for the boy. He was rushed to the hospital for life-saving treatment, but tragically, he did not survive. At this point, it is unclear what led up to the stabbing, but county police say it does not appear to be random in nature. Neighbors telling us fights involving school-aged children in this area are not unusual. St. Louis County Police say they are doing all they can to help the Jennings School District, including providing additional patrols around the junior high school here in the coming days. The Jennings superintendent says a crisis team will be on hand at the school here today, even though this incident took place off campus. We talked with county police and a resident after the deadly stabbing.
Anytime school or anytime a young man or young woman's injured, a student, it's a tragic event. So we do what we can do to try to eliminate those possibilities and problems. We're going to work with the Jennings School District to ensure that the student body has the resources available to cope with this tragic event.
Oh my God. You know, my heart goes out to the family. My heart goes out to both families. And it's just heartbreaking, you know, to know that in our community, things like that still go on.
The tragedy here comes just days after a brawl between two teenage girls near Hazelwood East High School left one of those teens in critical condition and the other in juvenile custody. County police tell us at this point there are no suspects in custody yet in connection with the stabbing here in Jennings. For now, live in Jennings, I'm Chris Fournier.
Thank you so much, Chris. It is 6:04 right now. The Parkway School District will consider a plan tonight for a new early childhood center. The Power of Two's Laura Simon is live in West County this morning with why this proposal is getting backlash from parents and some people in the community. Laura?
Blair, tensions are certainly rising ahead of tonight's school board meeting, and we're already hearing a heated debate from both sides. A lot of parents are concerned that this new facility would replace sports fields and recreation areas and also create increased traffic and safety concerns for students. We want to take a look ahead to tonight's meeting, which is being held here at the Parkway Welcome Center this evening. The child care center itself would be built between Wren Hollow Elementary School and West Middle School. A lot of people are divided over its potential impact. And as I mentioned, many parents are upset over the potential loss of outdoor sports fields at the school, which could impact student activities like recess and sports. They say this could negatively affect the mental health and well-being of students too. Additionally, they're saying building on that community field would have a negative environmental impact. Some are also worried about increased traffic on already congested streets, posing safety risks for students and others. Proponents of the plan argue, though, the new early childhood center is necessary to meet the growing needs of the community, and they're emphasizing the importance of providing quality education for young children and believe this new facility will enhance educational opportunities for students in the Parkway School District. They also argue that thorough planning and consultation have gone into this proposal and measures will be taken to address the said traffic and safety concerns. The Parkway School Board will be meeting here at 7 tonight and we'll be sure to keep you posted on this heated debate throughout the day. Reporting live here in West County this morning, I'm Laura Simon.
Thank you so much, Laura. Well, this is new this morning. Two people looking for a new place to live after a fire at their apartment. Firefighters went out to the Riverbend Apartments on South Broadway. This was just a little after 4:30 this morning. The fire was in a unit on the 7th floor. Crews were able to keep it under control and keep it in that apartment. The people who lived there got out safely. They were not hurt, but they will not be able to live there anymore.
We're learning new details about the disappearance of Mizzou student Riley Strain. Strain vanished while on a fraternity trip to Nashville, Tennessee Friday night after allegedly getting kicked out of Luke Bryan's bar. New surveillance video from a downtown smoke and vape shop shows him at 9:45 that Friday night off 2nd and Church Street. You can see he takes a tumble, gets up, keeps walking. Next is video released from Metro Police, timestamped 2 minutes after that. Riley is seen crossing 1st Avenue North to Gay Street. You can see the 22-year-old walking around, appearing confused. This was taken about a quarter mile from the bar. He hasn't been seen or heard from since. Anyone with information is asked to contact MU or Nashville police.
And we want to get you to some breaking news now. 6:07 is your time. We're checking in with our Nissan Rogue Runner, Nick Lopez, here. Looks like he's on the scene of a fire. Nick, where are you and what have you learned?
Yeah, I'm here at a house fire. We believe it's an unoccupied home here on the 4500 block of Newport Avenue, just off of Taft here in South St. Louis. And right now, I mean, there was heavy smoke coming out of the roof of the building. You can see, it might be hard to see on the camera, but I could see it with my own eyes here that the roof is mostly gone on this home. I actually recognize this home. I think I was here before for a fire previously about a year ago in this same exact spot here in this location. But right now, what I'm hearing from the chief here is that the home is unoccupied and it's just heavily damaged by fire right now. In the Nissan Rogue Runner, Nick Lopez, back to you.
Thank you so much, Nick. It is 6:08 right now. Well, a man is facing property damage charges. Police say he vandalized a church and an Asian restaurant in University City. Frankie Rosello was allegedly a part of a group that spray painted the name of a white nationalist group on one family church and also the Poke Doke Asian cuisine restaurant. Police say Rosello told them that he helped to vandalize the buildings because he doesn't like black or Jewish people. The church released a statement. It said, "We sincerely pray for those who committed these acts of vandalism and hate. We hope they will experience the transforming power of God's love. They will come to understand that those they once considered enemies and foes are actually brothers and sisters. Love conquers all."
A Ferguson man is in custody and facing charges for shooting at a Metro bus that left two people dead. The shooting happened Monday at 2:30 in the afternoon at the 8300 block of Airport Road in North County. Police say Anthony Frazier fired into the bus, killing Jerron Jackson Craig and Jorge Andres Cantor Pinzon. Police say the suspect thought that Pinzon was staring at him the wrong way and felt disrespected. Jackson Craig was an unfortunate bystander. Frazier had active warrants out for his arrest at the time of the shooting. He has previously served time for marijuana possession, resisting arrest, tampering with a motor vehicle, stealing, and domestic assault. The North County Police Cooperative is asking for your help identifying another person accused in a shooting on a Metro bus. Investigators say this man on your screen shot a passenger aboard a Metro bus around 10:30 last Tuesday along North Hanley Road in Vineta Park. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries.